Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. Now here's your host, Pastor Jeff.
Welcome to your show. I'm your boy, Pastor Jeff. And those who are watching by television, hey, what's up, y'all? Thank you for your support and your prayers. And thank you for praying for MJ. She's been with us for a few weeks now, sharing her story and the story of her son being murdered, Corbin Ordell Johnson.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Doing well?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you again too, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Again, your story, we have heard it through the media, but just for me and my team, my staff, you know, even during the breaks or whatever, you have really give us your perspective, but yet the truth, and you really are sharing Corbin's story.
Right.
And this is the purpose. This is why we're doing what we're doing. And hopefully what we've been doing for the few weeks now, that if you know anything about Corbin, what took place, the incident, it is horrific, but we need you to break the silence.
Right.
Please break the silence. Before we get started, I want to talk about this famous rapper, Fudio.
He's famous?
Well, that's what it said on the media. So when I pull it up on the internet, and
he's famous.
That's what it said.
Okay. You have to go with it. I guess we have to
that's why
it
that, that's why I'm saying I'm getting this information that's out there. That this famous, I turn around and just, I'm reading from the internet and from this social media that because we don't want to give him no more.
Right. Yeah.
So this rapper, whose name is Fudio, released a song which is dedicated to Corbin Johnson. And this particular song has gained millions of viewers. And several people appreciated the song. Several people said they liked it, and some of them said it was disgusting. Let me just mention a few words, the lyrics of this song. May I? Corbin got kidnapped. They found his bone. He was rot. Nietzsche was the boss. It goes on to say they knocked his blank off and John acted a fool. Till they walked his blank down and so on. And these are the lyrics of this particular song that went viral on TikTok. This is horrific. me personally, how you could write a song about different type of murders that actually took place. Along with this, some people have criticized the rapper for being inconsiderate to the family. Then it also said in the article that Corbin's body was found when a man was working in a wooded area. His remain was wrapped in a bag, according to the police. Then later, the investigation identified his case as homicide. Moving forward, you've been getting some calls about this particular lyrics.
Right.
This particular song.
This particular
rapper dedicated to Corbin,
and he dedicated to
other deceased
young men. He did.
Yes. Okay. He did. I'm trying to be as sensitive.
Yeah, it's okay. I promise you. Okay. I've heard.
Okay, I know. We read, and while we were doing our homework, is it an amazing MJ? That people thought that this was a, that these young men wasn't real. There was,
social media, people will follow any
fictitious.
Trend.
They thought it was fictitious.
They would follow any trend.
Right, following the trend, right.
Following the trend.
And I heard somebody say that, it was the hook. So they just threw some names out there. But if you listen to the lyrics, it sounds like it's more to it than what it is.
Than what it is.
Okay, talk to him. I'm sorry.
I was really floored. I have a lot of people, my inbox on Facebook just started, random people were inboxing me like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. We apologize. And I didn't understand.
That your son was a petition. He was an actual individual, real person.
He was a real person. So, because I don't have TikTok. So I didn't know anything about it until the news reached out to me and was just like, it's been 3 million people.
Over.
3 million. Trending, where's Corbin?
Right.
And I couldn't, and it's people that, not just the young people. People that's seasoned, that you're following a trend. Where's Corbin? Well, Corbin is right here.
Yes.
He's in my heart. I carry him around with me every day. So if you're looking for Corbin, this is where he's at. And I just feel like before you follow a trend for something like that with those type of lyrics, did you do some research? But just people just hopped on and it went on. I end up creating a TikTok page and I just put my baby name in and it just kept going. I could not even believe.
We are living in adultery and a wicked generation. The world full of violence more now than ever before. And it's sad that people gain popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Resources on the events of homicide, on somebody's downfall, that if I could have a rap song or somebody else's tragedy, that I would gain popularity or I would gain some likes on Facebook, or I should have called any social media out, but the more, or degrading some type of woman or women, or if I just talk about gang violence, that's the thing now, and they really don't see how it really affects people in life and how there's no way. This is Jeff talking now. I have to know something to bring some type of a connection scene, like to bring a song together or create a song in Duval County. I see my people right there waving at me. To bring a hook about an incident that took place. To me, this is my perspective. Mm-hmm. This is my thinking. It just don't happen. Something had to take place to get the trend to start.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying. You agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
So if, my God, I can't imagine how the other parents and family feel when they heard their child is mentioned in a song that's degrading their downfall or brought the death of their loved one's life.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, help me out.
I promise you I can't help you out on that one, Pastor. I don't see.
I can't wrap my.
I couldn't. I promise you I couldn't even wrap my mind around it. When I went out there and I was looking at it, and my family reached out to me. Because most of the time when things like that happen, my family won't call me and tell me about it.
So they say you need to listen what they're saying or with this.
No, they didn't even tell me about it.
Oh,
the news people told me about it.
Wow.
They told me about it. I didn't know that it was something trending on TikTok with Where's Corbin.
Are you serious?
I didn't know until Corley Peel, she reached out to me. She was like, I was like, I don't know anything. I do know that people have been inboxing me, you know, telling me, you know, we're sorry about your son. I didn't know that he was...
So you really didn't understand it at that time.
At that time.
Until the reporter reached out to me.
And I was like, so that's the reason why, you know, I've been getting all these, you know, inboxes and messages and messages. And I'll just say, well, thank you. I appreciate it. They'll say, we're praying for you. You want to get justice for Corbin. Well, I can't get justice for Corbin. The justice for Corbin would be if it never happened. I just want someone to be accountable.
That's it.
There's no justice for Corbin. I want some accountability.
Wow. My God. Can I be honest with you?
Of course.
When my team was going over the lyrics, we Michelle Marlin, we were stuck. I couldn't wrap it around my mind. We couldn't pass it. It took us a minute to pass it. And Marlon was thinking about the family. What would I do when I hear this for the first time? Has somebody created a song about my son being murdered? And I hate to ask you this. When you first heard it, or I know this reporter reached out to you, did you immediately say it wasn't true, or what was your response when you first heard it?
Well, I didn't first hear when she reached out to me about TikTok. I first heard it when she did a first interview with me. And then the lyrics played, and that's when I first heard it. And, you know, I was really saddened.
What we're going to do, we're not going to play the song. We may put a few lyrics you probably see on the screen now, but we will not play the song. It had to be like a brick if I'm trying to get close.
When I tell you my oldest son, when he watched, you know, when the show came on and they played it.
And that was the first time?
That was my oldest son. That was his first time.
Oh.
My son, he's just a little sweetheart. He's 33 years old. He doesn't bother anybody. But he wanted to see his mom, who he was so proud of, his mom, who put herself out there.
Yeah.
You know, in front of people.
Yes, you did.
He said, Mom, I was so proud of you. And he said, I know Corbin is so proud of you that you put yourself out there. You let yourself be vulnerable.
Yes.
I know what you've gone through. And he said, Mom, I cried. To hear someone saying this about my little brother, especially someone that don't even know my son.
So that was going to be my next question to you. This rapper, didn't have a relationship with Corbin?
At all.
Didn't know him?
Did not know Corbin.
Not even by association?
Did not know Corbin. He knew of another rapper here that was Corbin's friend, and he, in his rap music, he was paying tribute to Corbin. And after he heard those songs, that's when he figured to get back at him to say something about his friends.
Wow.
That's so ignorant.
Yes, it is. Now, we do want to give justice to those who did reach out and apologize. Mm-hmm. That once they found out that they were really talking about your child, your son, it's good to hear that they say in ignorance, as they were listening to it,
right,
they did reach out and apologize.
And I did respond to it, because I went on YouTube and I was reading some of the comments, and the positive ones, I did let them know that I appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to get that out there. You select those who was positive.
The negative, because you don't know me.
Right.
You can't speak on, well, Corbin was, you die by the gun, you live by. You can't speak on the loss of a child. And for you to pick out certain little things, especially like when they wanted to say about, they talked about how I dressed. And you know what my oldest son said, Mom? If that's what they got from it, then that was, that story wasn't for them, because that's not what the story was about. Mm-hmm. The story was about my son being murdered and someone rapping about him.
Right.
Not me. Not right. me. So I just...
That's society. It's crazy to change the narrative, you know, for the purpose why you were there.
There.
You know, to take it off your son and try to find something about you.
About me. And what in my parenting, you don't know me from a 5-minute segment. You don't know anything about Melissa Deneen Jackson. You don't know me. You don't know me as a mother. You don't know me as a friend. You don't know me as an associate or a coworker. Mm-hmm. So how can you tell me how I parented my child?
Wow.
You can't. And what I had to understand, Pastor Valentine, is I had to understand my celebrity. I had to understand my celebrity and yes. who I am.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And it has nothing to do with the paparazzi, you know, me being famous. It has everything to do with who I am.
Are you comfortable with that?
And I'm comfortable. And the reason why I'm a celebrity is because my father is famous.
Amen. Amen. Sound like to me you got to know who you are and whose.
That's it. So I understand my celebrity now.
And before we take the break, it's almost like the Lord is helping you to be delivered from people.
From people.
That I refuse to allow negative stigma to be attached to me, in spite of what me and my family are going through.
In spite of.
Oh, I got to take a Marlon dancing. I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Men's Closet, where new merchandise for the fall is arriving daily. Making way for a clearance sale. Two suits for $120. Linen sets, $49.99 and up. Sport jackets, $49.99 and up. Shoes, $19.99 and up. We also carry the latest styles in business fashion and casual wear. We also carry pleasure robes, $99 and up. And closure shirts, $34.99 and up. The Men's Closet. We're located on Lim Tunnel Road right across from the Walmart. Give us a call at 904-619-2385. That's 904-619-2385. The Men's Closet.
What's your plan?
More time with the grandkids.
Staying healthy.
Celebrating more happy birthdays.
Care Plus can help you make it happen. We've spent 20 years specializing in Medicare Advantage plans, and with our plans, you get benefits like a $75 reduction on your Medicare Part B premium every month with the Carefree plan, or a $0 copay for routine dental coverage plus partial or complete dentures with the Care One plan, plus a $0 copay for routine hearing and vision coverage, and a $40 monthly allowance for covered over-the-counter products. All from the third largest Medicare HMO plan in Florida. Call today. So, what's your plan? At Care Plus, we've got plans for you.
Meet Charlie.
The doctor that I have now, he's a great guy. He really is. The fact that the doctor gives me his cell phone number lets me know that he's accessible. Since I've joined, my health is improving quite a bit. My sugars are in control. I've lost a little weight. I'm doing well. What I like about it is the fact that everybody is so personable. The staff makes you feel so welcome when you come in. The staff treats me like I'm family. I've done a walk-in a couple of times. I've also called on the weekend and gotten good advice about what to do for emergency situations. So they're there for you. A lot of seniors don't have places to take care of them as the people here do. It's just a great experience.
Dedicated Senior Medical Center. For more information, go to www.dedicated.care. That's www.dedicated.care.
If you had to choose between food and gas for your car, between food and medical care, between food and the roof over your head, what would you choose? every day, thousands of Northeast Florida residents make these difficult choices. Each month, 69% of households served by Feeding Northeast Florida have to make the choice between paying for food and paying for transportation to get to work or school. 68% of households have to choose between paying for medical care and paying for meals. And more than 59% have to make the choice to feed their family or pay for housing for the month. If you had to choose, what would you do? Feeding Northeast Florida, through its network of more than 150 food pantries and feeding sites, provides nutritious meals to people struggling with hunger. Together, we can solve hunger in Northeast Florida, so no one has to choose whether or not to feed their family. We know the face of hunger is changing. Your neighbor, your coworker, your child caregiver, your auto mechanic. Every day, people around you could be struggling with those tough choices, and they wouldn't be alone. Locally, the Hunger in America 2014 study shows that nearly 39,000 people turn to our network for help each week. That's more than 322,000 people, including 29% who are children and 15% who are senior citizens. The people we serve have jobs, raise families, face health issues, serve our country, and seek education. Today's face of hunger is hardworking and hopeful. Underemployment, stagnant wages, and a rising cost of living have impacted these families and individuals. More than half of households served by Feeding Northeast Florida report at least one person working in the past year. The person who has worked the longest is more likely to be employed part-time than full-time. And many are giving back to our community. 20% of households have at least one member that has served in the U.S. military. Our clients struggle with rising medical costs and ongoing health issues. One in three households has a member living with diabetes. 65% report high blood pressure. And 79% are purchasing cheaper, unhealthy food in an effort to provide enough food for the household. In 69% of the households served by Feeding Northeast Florida, the median monthly household income is at or below the federal poverty level. Like an increasing number of Americans, the people we serve look to education to improve their lives. 19% of households report having an adult student in the home. With the support of Feeding Northeast Florida and its partners, these families and individuals have the fuel to make positive choices and work toward a better future. Hunger has no boundaries, whether through your neighborhood food pantry, local youth program, nearby senior center, or a meal kitchen. Feeding Northeast Florida is helping in your community. We believe everyone can choose to help create a hunger-free Northeast Florida. Individuals, charities, businesses, and government all have a role in ending hunger. Donate, volunteer, advocate. Educate. Join us. Together, we can solve hunger.
You're listening to JBV Radio. Positive Radio.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm here with MJ. MJ is in the house. We are sharing the story of her son, Corbin.
Corbin.
During the break, I just found out that the type of lyrics and type of the song that this rapper, was doing, it called the drill music. The drill music. It's a music. The drill music, hip hop. When you are listening to, and it was generated in Chicago. And when you are listening to the drill music, they are really dealing with real life people. These people are not
fictional.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These are real people.
These are real people.
Drill music, hip hop, using real people, talking about their murders and how horrific they are, calling out specific names. Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it amazing that they'll let anything published just to make money?
it is amazing. And you have to, what am I going to do?
And it's almost like you really don't have a soul when you're using somebody else's death or homicide so I could gain popularity.
Right.
And we don't see a problem with that.
We don't see a problem with that.
But yet we will produce or get them. Wow.
It's very sad. It's very sad. But like I said, I mean, him mentioning Corbin's name, it doesn't.
I really don't even know how to comment on the drill music, hip hop.
I know. I promise you, I was totally blown away when I finally just heard how he just, first of all, you got things off the news about how CJ was, you know, his body.
His homicide. Right, how he was fine.
Because
yeah.
You don't know Corbin.
Right.
Corbin has never met you. You have never met Corbin. You don't know Corbin.
And all because he thinks he has a hook. And throw some names out there. Wow.
But I can tell you this. The same thing that'll make you laugh or make you cry.
Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. Keep living.
That's what my grandma used to tell me. Yeah. Same thing that'll make you laugh and make you cry.
Keep watching that creek rise, the grandma days.
And when it's your turn, I want you to keep that energy.
Yes, ma'am.
The same energy.
MJ, can I ask you this?
You sure? Let me see. What you coming with?
What do you really think that happened to Corbin?
Okay. Let me say this. As his mother, I have a right to feel the way I feel.
Right.
I have a right to speak on my son. It is not to hurt anyone. This is just how I feel.
I'm directing it toward that. It's correct.
It's just how I feel.
Right.
I truly, truly feel like it was some, because Corbin wouldn't have left with any strangers. He wouldn't have just left with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it was someone that he knew. That he knew. Not a stranger. Someone that he knew. His friends. That's how I feel. I feel like his friends know more than what they're saying. Because at the end of the day, usually when someone is murdered, they don't handle it the way that my babies death was done.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. And it's not to feel, I don't want them to feel like I hate them, I dislike them. I just feel like if you love Corbin the way you love Corbin, even if it's just to be around me and be silent.
Yes, ma'am.
You would have came in my presence.
Yes, ma'am.
I never saw your face. The first day he was missing, the second day he was missing, the third day he was missing. He was missing for a whole year. I never saw any of your face. Why? Could you not face me?
That is a legitimate question.
You didn't text me?
The behavior is totally different.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So I just really feel like it is someone my son knew who did that to him. That's how I feel. And I have a right to feel the way that I feel. Because if your mom was sitting in this chair, she would have that same feeling about Corbin. Because if the shoe was on the other foot and Corbin didn't come around, and you know, you would see Corbin at your house, and you would feel the same way I'm feeling. And I have a right to feel the way I feel because I shared a heartbeat with him. Like a part of me is gone. Like I'm not the same person. Like people have to get to know me from after July. I'm a different person. So people have to get to know me from that, because I'm not the same Melissa. And I shouldn't be expected to be.
Until the actual truth. I would like to say this. If you want me to feel different, tell me the truth.
Tell me the truth.
If I got it wrong, because of the way I'm responding or acting, mm-hmm. or my behavior, that you don't like my behavior, if you want to change my perspective, tell me
the truth.
Because otherwise, I know my child.
I know my child. I know.
Tell me different from what I know about my child.
I know my child. And I know the people that was close to him, the ones that I do speak with, they was like, Corbin isn't, he wouldn't have gotten in the car with a stranger. Y'all would have had to drag him, beat him. Someone would have seen him screaming and kicking. He wouldn't have just went. He just wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? And for my baby, what people don't understand, since his lyrics are so graphic, and let me tell you, my baby, to go from just this handsome little boy, and the next time I see him is just his bones. The only thing that was left was his shoes. But let me tell you the one thing, how good God is. When the detective came to me and he reached out to me, he was like, it's this renowned pathologist that lives in Miami. Corbin only had 3 bones missing. And when you're out there that long, they usually find none of you. They don't find too much of you because he was out there that long. Mm. And she asked if she could study my son's bones.
Wow.
So even in the bad, something good, my baby name is still going to mean something. Because that just doesn't happen. They could not even understand how it was only 3 bones missing from his body. I know God watched over him.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And how they identified him is not by his dental records, because his teeth were perfect. I put a lot of money in that mouth. He was accidentally shot in his elbow with it. My cousin Clinton, and he accidentally was shot. And they identified him from the chip that was in his arm.
Oh, wow.
So you cannot tell me that God is not in this. Because I went to this young lady. She has like a foundation. It was for missing adults. Mm. And I went there that first year Corbin was when she was missing. And we went into this this building, and they have a big picture of your son, your child, your missing child, and you go stand by your child, and the mayor, he comes in and he gives you a rose. And it was mothers that had their kids missing 20 years, 10 years,
yeah.
And they were boohoo crying. I mean, all of us were just crying. And you know what the young lady said to me? She said, and you know, my baby wasn't even missing a year yet. And she said to me, she said, I hope I don't see you here next year. And I said, you know, and that's when I, you know, right at the end, like at like the 8th and the 9th and the 10th month, it's just getting so heavy. And I said, God, I cannot go another year without knowing where my baby is.
Wow.
I can't do it another year, Lord. I can't. Because so many things was going through my mind. Like I promise. Like I'm saying, Lord, did someone take him and they, you know, sex trafficking, and someone bothering him?
Yes,
is he in somewhere that's dirty and he's not being fed? I even had people inbox me when Corbin first went missing, telling me they had him and was asking me for money.
What?
I promise you that, Pastor Valentine. That when I looked at the message, he was only missing like a couple days
ago. Wow.
And we have Corbin. He's crying for you. You give us $8,000. And I said to this person, I messaged this person, but I said, you give me proof of life. You think we're kidding? And what I did is I screenshotted it and I sent it to the detectives. This person was trying to get money out of
extort
money from me. And you don't understand how that I could not type back quick enough. I was so nervous and so scared. It was like, he's crying for you. He want his mom. You got to send us this money. I would give you the money, but you have to give me proof of life.
I hope they catch whoever did that. I'm sorry. The boldness of people. What type of world are we living in?
But I made it. Still look at me. I tell myself all the time, like, Melissa, I didn't know I was strong until I had to be strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, I have, when people reach out to me, it's like, how are you? It's not me. Cause as a mother, I'm supposed to crumble because I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understood how Mary felt. I understood how Mary felt about her son. She understood his purpose, but they was hurting her child.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I made it, and I'm still here. I have bad days, like with this TikTok thing. It brought so much hurt back up into me in my heart again. That, you know, people are actually, where's Corbin? But it's keeping my baby name out there.
Yes.
That's what it's doing. I'm going to turn it, whatever is bad, it's going to be for the good. So it is keeping my baby name out there. It's bringing more awareness to his story, because mm-hmm. a lot of people went back 2 years mm-hmm. and went to News for Jax and looked at his story. And she told me his story was the number one story.
Wow.
Because people went back to research it. So it's keeping my baby. So that, you know, Corbin is a, yeah.
Yeah,
he's a bad angel. He's a bad angel, because I promise you,
truth pressed to the ground is going to rise.
Right.
And if they keep going back, something that was missing is going to jump off the page.
Right. And that's why I said in my interview with, you know, let him keep making his music. You can, how about you remix it?
Sure did.
Let PD remix it for you. Remix it. Do. Just, I mean, just come on.
Yes.
Because I want you to keep talking. Don't shut up. No, don't shut up. Because now he's saying that it was childish for him to do that. No, it's not. Because somebody, the heat is on now.
That's it.
The heat is on now. So you done messed with the wrong child.
They thought the story had died along with your son.
You done messed with the wrong child.
Yes.
So you don't even know his mom. You don't know who his mama is. You don't know his mama.
So you saying, hey, keep rapping.
Keep. Remix it.
Remix it. Do whatever you got to
do. Do what you got to do. You know, do an extended version.
Yes.
Whatever you need to do. Because you're not, you can't hurt Corbin no more.
That's true.
You can't hurt Corbin no more.
That's true.
That's the only thing it about, because you will hurt Corbin.
Right.
Corbin is not thinking about anybody but me. And I'm living my life so I can see my child again.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
That's it. That's why I ain't angry. Mm-mm. I'm choosing love, because to be angry, it's too much burden to bear in being angry.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. Well, you know, hey, keep talking.
Wow. We got to take another break, y'all. We'll be back. Doing good, Melissa. We'll be right back.
Do you have information about a crime and wish to remain anonymous? Help make a difference in your neighborhood and city. Call First Coast Crime Stoppers at 866-845-TIPS or online at fccrimestoppers.com or by phone text. Text to CRIMES. Type in TIPS 326 and then the info. If your tip leads to an arrest, you can receive a cash reward of up to $3,000. Crime doesn't pay, but we do.
At Dedicated Senior Medical Center, our specialty is caring for seniors. We make it easy to see our doctors. We spend more time with our patients than most doctors. And we treat you like a VIP. Few go this far to keep you healthy, happy, and at home. So ask yourself these questions. Does your doctor personally call and check on you? Does your doctor allow walk-ins? Do you have your doctor's cell phone number? Does your doctor's office offer telehealth visits? Does your doctor help make sure you get to and from your appointments? Does your doctor make sure you get all of your prescription medications? If your answer to any of these questions is no, you should say yes to Dedicated Senior Medical Center. We understand seniors. Don't you deserve better when you need to see or talk with your doctor? You already know the answer to that question. Call to schedule a visit to Dedicated Senior Medical Center today and find out what you have been missing.
The Jeffrey B. Valentine Show, every Sunday on the CW Network. Check your local listings for the time and tune in for some faith and fun.
This is Trish.
This is Marlon.
This is Chanel.
Hey, I'm your boy, Pastor Jeff, and you are listening to JBB Radio.
Positive Radio.
Welcome back. I'm here with MJ, Melissa Jackson, the mother, Corbin Odell Johnson, to share her story.
Right.
And on the break, Marlon made a statement that it's sad to say that people may be upset because you are happy. You're excited. You're still smiling. Mm-hmm. You're still being that mother fighting, mm-hmm. being strong. Sometimes people want to know why you're not, woe is me, feeling sorry for me. But yet they don't understand your pain. Mm-hmm. But you are showing them the glory of God.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
In the midst of this.
Right.
One of the scriptures came to mind that he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. When we don't understand in the midst of what you're going mm-hmm. through, he'll give you that peace.
Right.
And that peace is letting you know that the presence, his presence, is upon you. So you can have peace.
Right.
In the midst of it. I may not understand it. I'm still in it. I'm still going through it. But I have the peace of God. And that's how you can keep smiling.
Right.
Wearing a hat.
being who I am.
That's it.
This is just
so why
I am.
People have a problem with that. No. That's not the question. What do they want you to do?
I don't know. I don't have to look like what I'm going through. You don't see me behind closed doors. Mm. You don't see me like when I leave from maybe a family function where my family have their children there and my baby's not there, how I cry. You don't see how at night I don't sleep. Mm. I sleep in the daytime because I think about him laying out there by himself in the dark. I wonder if he knew he was going to die. Mm. And I know he would have wanted me. He would have been worried about how this is going to affect my mom. So I don't care about your whatever you think about me, that's your problem. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with Melissa.
Yes.
Because you don't understand, it hurt. I promise you, it is a hurt that I could be riding down the street and I can pass by a place with me and Corbin and I just break down. I can't go in Dillard's because that was our store. You know, he said, I just want to get a pair of jeans, Ma. He come back, you got 3 shirts and that wasn't the plan, CJ.
Yeah.
Mama, it's tight though. I got to get this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they don't see the hurt. And I don't have to show that to you.
Amen.
I don't
to
owe
that.
You nothing.
Amen to
what
that.
What do I owe? What? Right. You want me to be toe up? Sorry.
Right.
Not sorry. That's not me. I want you to see
life.
Like the God in me.
The life of Christ.
That, like, you know what I mean? Like, yes. God is keeping me. He is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And I promise you, he is the only person that I can say, along with, you know, my circle, that is a C because it's small. It ain't mm-hmm. even a circle, it's a C. Yeah. That has kept me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm so serious.
Yes, ma'am.
That has kept me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? To keep my mind right. To keep me getting my... Let me tell you something. The one thing God tell me all the time. Melissa, if you get up, I'll do the rest. All you got to do is get up. You just got to get up. And I get up and sometimes, you know, Pastor Valentine, I have to go in the mirror. Because I'm in denial sometimes. I have to say in the mirror to myself, Melissa, Corbin is dead and he's not coming back. He didn't just go to the store. I have to say this sometime because I'm in denial. I'm in denial. Mm-hmm. Down my hallway, I have like a whole portrait of my family, my pictures. And sometimes I can't even look at a picture of Corbin without falling to my knees in my house. Because I work from home, I have no pictures of Corbin in the office where I work because I can't. So I don't owe you anything for me keeping myself up.
Right.
And being the person who I am. This has always been who I was, keeping myself up. You know, thanking God for it. It's not easy. It's not easy to get up and put myself together. Sometimes I have to go back and sit down. And when people invite me to things, I have anxiety about it because I don't want to really want to be around people. I don't really trust people. Like, I don't trust people. It's changed me. But I still don't have to look like it. I still don't have to, you know, for you to feel like I'm grieving my son, I got to be tore up.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. That's not me. And that's not how God wants for me. He wants me to still be Melissa.
He really wants you to release your total dependence upon him.
That's it. And that's how I promise you. Every coming here when I got the invitation to come, and I was like, oh Lord. But I had a dream.
Yeah, you told me.
I had a dream that I was speaking to a multitude of people, encouraging mothers. That there is life after death.
Yes.
There is life after death as losing a child. It is. You have to be your son's voice. I can't let anybody else create the story, CJ's story, because you don't know CJ's story.
Right. And who could tell it better?
You can't tell it better than me.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was people on there was like, where is his father? Making a living. I don't have to have him sitting next to me for a look to please you all.
Right.
I don't have to do that. He had his dad. He had a great relationship with his dad. But you think I need to have him sitting next to me for a look to please you all? I don't have to do that.
You know, and you are absolutely right. In our ministry, we have a mother I was sharing with you. Her son was murdered as well. And his friends, which involved some ladies, set him up to be killed. And his story and her story made the first 48. Mm-hmm. And she said the process, with her started with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they did not understand the hurt.
Right.
The pain. But she refused to give those haters
right
out there. And that's what I'm hearing from you.
The haters.
That I'm not going to live the way that you think I should live. Yeah. I'm going to move forward. But at the same time, we talked about my child. So whatever I need to do to keep his name out there, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. But what happened in my private life is between me and the Lord. And thank God for your C.
That's my C. At the end of the day, like, I had to realize that I don't owe these people nothing. You don't know me.
Right.
And so that just.
And we're not. It's sad to say that if you walk not even a mile in my shoes, you can't really understand.
Right. You don't understand. You can't, like, people who haven't lost a child, you don't even get to sit next to me on the bus. Go to the back. Because you can't speak on something that you haven't experienced.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't speak on being married 11 years because mm-hmm. I was only married 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I have to stop there. That's my experience. I can't speak on being married 11. So stick to what you know. Mm-hmm. Stick to what you have experienced. You haven't experienced the pain of losing a child. A part of me is gone. My heart don't beat the same.
Wow, MJ.
Like, I don't know how to be a mother of two because I was a mother of three.
Wow.
And it's hard. And so When people don't, have you lost a child? No, but I know where my kids are. No, you don't. You don't know what your kids are when they're not in your face. You can't tell what your child is doing. I had people criticize me. What, you didn't know what your child was doing? You had to know he.
The only thing we know, what our baby is doing, and when they're in our presence.
That's it.
And hope and pray when they're not in our presence that they will go out and honor you, mm-hmm. what you have instilled in them.
Right.
I would say this, and I have shared this with someone else's mother was murdered. You can't blame yourself because they was an adult. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can say to yourself, I did the best I could.
That's right.
Because every last one of us, the Lord gonna hold us accountable for what we did with mm-hmm. our will that he gave us.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
He's not gonna judge you if somebody else standing there with you.
That's right.
You're gonna be held accountable. I think it's in Matthew 12:36-37. It says, every word that proceeded out of your mouth, you will be justified and condemned. You the one is gonna be. When you go before the judgment seat, you're going to be standing there by yourself. And I love to hear the fact you raised him. Mm-hmm. He was in your home. And how now that you are encouraging other mothers.
Right.
In spite of whatever you're going through, God is a healer.
He is a healer. And he'll keep you. All you have to do is give him permission.
Amen.
Just give him permission. I talk to God all the time. Just like I'm like, God, today I need a little bit more. It's hard. I miss my baby.
Oh, come on, talk to me.
I miss my baby. I miss him, you know, coming diving in. I'm laying in my bed. He's coming diving on me, trying to kiss on me. And I was like, oh, Corbin, you kiss girls. You know, Corbin, I'm about to do it all this stuff. You my girlfriend. I'm like, mm-mm, Corbin, you kiss girls. You know, and him just always telling me, you know, I would go through our text messages because, like I said, he had to communicate with me every day. If not, he knew I can go on Sprint and click his phone off. Yeah. So he had he had to communicate with me. So he would FaceTime me every day, call me every day. And it's so many times he has in here, I love you, Ma. I love you, Ma. We always end with, I love you, Ma. I love you, Ma. Him just saying to me, you know, Mom, you've always been there for me. Always. I remember a time when he reacted so violently. And I said, that's not Corbin. He flipped over the table. I told him to give me his phone because I would do random checks of his phone. We could just be riding somewhere. Give me your phone. I need to see what you're doing. I paid this bill. Give me a call.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I wanted his phone because you didn't answer when I needed you to answer me. Run me your phone. Yeah. Run me your phone. Yeah, I can be ghetto. Run me your phone.
And you so, don't know. Look at all that.
Run me your phone. And so he just, all of a sudden, he flipped over the dining room table. He went ballistic. And what I did is I grabbed the knife because, baby, it's going to be a no for me. Okay? And something said, put it down. And I put it down. And I said, Corbin, you're not finna tear up my house. Now you go outside. And he was outside and he was raging. And the neighbors, he read me. He did. He was tearing up stuff. Just tearing up stuff. And I went outside and I said, CJ, there's nothing you can do that'll make me turn my back on you. So you go ahead and finish. Cause I forgive you. Cause I know this not you. So go ahead and finish. Go ahead. So I had to call the police because it was like he wasn't coming down from it. And the police officer, when they came into my house and they went to Corbin, they said, son, I can tell by your home and the way you are being cared for. Now you go in there and you apologize to your mom because they didn't even want to take him nowhere. They didn't want to take him. And I was sitting in there. I was so hurt, but I knew that wasn't my child. I knew it had to be something. because that's not CJ. And he just fell in my arms. He said, Mom, you did not deserve it. I am so sorry. You do everything for me. You did not deserve it. I said, Corbin, and I told him again, I said, I forgive you. We ain't got to talk about it no more. But I found out that he was on a Molly. I knew it had to be something.
Knew that wasn't your child.
That wasn't my baby. And his friend Mike was like, the next day when he was out there, he just cried to them. He was like, I hurt my mom. And it was like, well, you said that she forgave you. He was like, but my mom didn't deserve that. You don't know. My mom worked hard for me. She gives me anything I want. And I hurt my mom. And anytime he tried to bring it up, I would say, Corbin, that's it. It never happened. Because that was not you. I know that wasn't you. It wasn't Corbin. And I'm glad. I'm so glad that God, I listened to what God told me to do. As far as going out there telling him, it's nothing that you can do that'll make me turn my back on you.
Yes.
Nothing. There's nothing. There was nothing that he could do. Because 3 weeks later, he went missing. Now, what if I hadn't forgiven him? What if I hadn't forgiven him? You know how much guilt that would have been on me?
Yeah.
But God was like, no, put that knife down and hug him. He's hurting. His brother's gone. He's estranged from his dad right now. That was his good friend. He's searching for something, Melissa. He's hurting.
Yes.
And he doesn't know what to do with all those feelings. And I can only take CJ so far as being a man.
Right. Right.
I could, you know what I mean? So I just knew that it wasn't him. And I just tell moms, like, when people be, I ain't talking to my child. Honey,
oh,
you.
Don't give up.
I wish I can pick up on right. Talk to mine. I wish I could. I wish I could call him. You know, we joke with each other. But I don't have that anymore.
Listening to Melissa, what's in my heart as of right now, do not give up on your babies. In spite of, no matter what it looked like or what it seemed like, don't give up on them.
Don't give up.
I know we towards the end of our show for today. Melissa gonna be around. MJ. You see the number at the bottom of the screen. If you have any information, call Crime Stopper. Call that number and share. Just share what you know. That's all I have, you know. Just share what you know. She will be back. I love you. I'll talk to you next week. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the JBV Radio Show. For more information about us, tap or click jbvshow.org. That's jbvshow.org. Or if you'd like to leave a comment for prayer or to just let us know how we're doing,
we'd love to hear from you.
Email us at PastorJeff@jbvshow.org. That's PastorJeff@jbvshow.org. Thank you again for tuning in. And remember, love isn't love until you give it away. God bless you.